Hi, I'm Mike Holvey, President and CEO of the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Well, our series that we recorded at the NAB show in Las Vegas is coming to an end. Back in April, over a five-day period of time, RAB's immediate past CEO, Erica Farber, and I had the opportunity to sit down with thought leaders from across the industry. We talked about what they thought about radio in its current form, but more importantly, we dove into the topic of what radio looks like in the future. Some fascinating conversations, and again, if you've missed any of them, they are available here at RAB.com. First, we'd like to thank Inco and Benstown, who were fantastic partners of ours at the NAB show in Las Vegas. We recorded all of these interviews live from their booth on the exhibit floor. We also produced some live stream video content, which was a first for the RAB, and our very first live stream interview was Erica Farber, Mike Holvey, A Conversation. I so appreciate Erica, and what an amazing career that Erica has had. Well, in this final episode of the series, we hear a conversation that Erica had with Bobby Caldwell. He's the founder, owner, and operator of EAB Media Group based in Eastern Arkansas. Now, besides being the snappiest dresser in all of broadcasting, Bobby is a strong local radio broadcaster who is committed to the communities that his company serves. He is so focused on advertising success, and with his conversation, it is a fitting end to the series.
Well, Bobby, thank you for stopping by Radio on Main Street.
And I
always say over the years, one of the best dressed broadcasters in the business. You are dialed, my friend.
Well, thank you. This is one of my hobbies. I don't have many hobbies. I don't hunt and fish anymore. But I enjoy working and clothes.
Well, you wear them well.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, Bobby, tell us a little bit about how you started this company.
Okay. All right.
Because I can't imagine a time, I don't remember a time when you didn't own radio stations.
Okay. Of course, I started in the radio business working at the campus radio station at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, KASU. And I had the sign-on shift. It was a 3,000-watt educational station, and sign-on was 12 noon.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, my wife's family, my high school sweetheart, her family was in the business, in the radio business in Wynn, and her dad died early on in an automobile accident. There were no males in the family, and so I said, well, I'll try it, and if we can make it work, great, and if we can't, then I'll move on to something else.
Right.
And I had a great relationship with my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. We had a personal relationship. We had a business relationship. And basically, eventually had a management contract on the station. Eventually purchased the AM and FM in Wynn at fair market value because of their other siblings. And then I enjoy the business, and I've started buying radio stations, and 50 plus years is where we are.
And you're still going strong.
Well, I enjoy the business. I really do. I do a morning show on an oldies station, a 60s base oldies station, and it gets trying at times, but I still enjoy it. As long as I am mentally and physically able to do it, I want to do it.
That is fantastic. And how many stations are you up to now?
We have 40 full-powered stations. Wow. And 20 translators for a total of 60 signals, and they're all in Arkansas.
So how's business this year?
Our business is pretty good. Mm-hmm. We're down at a couple of markets, but overall, our business is very stable. I think the key to our business is being local, local, local.
Right.
And that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's all about local information.
Well, and you must know everybody in your communities as well. I mean, the relationships must be deep.
They are. And that is the key to longevity will get you a lot of places.
Right.
And we do develop those relationships. And I manage the cluster in Wynn, which is where I'm my hometown. And we have an early morning talk show, 2 hours, hosted by three of our staff members, and we invite people to come in. If you've got a project, whatever it is, some people will, they're walking off the street, and we'll put them on the air. The school superintendents come out once a month after their meeting and report. The mayor comes out once a month and appears live on the show. The county judge comes out. All the officials that have that monthly meeting, we want them on the radio. Then we take that and we tape it. We take that information and cut it up and make an expanded news story out of it.
Right.
We do three 30-minute local and regional newscasts a day on our Heritage AM, which is on two FM frequencies, translators. I actually have them on two, trying to get as much coverage at night as we can get.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how big is your sales department?
Sales department, and I include myself in that sales department. There's three of us. I have a sales manager and an account executive.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do, I have a telemarketing lady that does our telemarketing on a monthly basis.
Right.
On a commission-only basis. But really, all of our staff are salespeople. Basically, it's, I heard an interview with you other day, and it talks about the what you create with inside the radio station with the staff. We try to hire people with good hearts, mm-hmm. and we can teach them radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we want that longevity. We don't want turnover. Turnover, as you know, costs you a lot of money.
It sure does.
And it's a lot easier to keep the people that you have mm-hmm. than it is to lose them and try to hire somebody new.
We hear a lot about recruitment and retention, mm-hmm. and that seems to be a big issue, especially since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any of those issues, and what are you doing from a recruitment standpoint?
We are, Erica. We have, it's difficult today to get younger people to move to smaller markets.
They want to move to the larger markets?
Yeah. The more glamorous and everything. But we try to convince them that there's an opportunity there in the radio business and with a company that don't want the turnover, and that you can advance and in the radio business and with your career. What we're doing, trying to overcome some of that, is we have a wonderful morning show in Jonesboro, our early morning show on our class 100,000 watt station. We're taking that show and putting it in other markets within Arkansas.
Oh, interesting.
But we're taking that show, it's the entertainment part of it, and putting it in individual markets. But then we're taking the local information from those individual markets and putting it around those.
Are you repurposing the content, or are you running the content live?
They are recording it.
So you're
live,
repurposing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all, you know, they'll record it and then send it down and we'll air it.
Right.
It's a little bit more difficult to tie them all together.
Wow.
And do it simultaneously. But it's almost instantly, not quite, but it's not the within 4 or 5 minutes, it's on the other markets.
What are some of the challenges you face as a local broadcaster today, Bobby?
Okay. It is the recruitment of salespeople, of the talent, as I said earlier. A little hard to get younger people to move to the smaller towns. But regulatory agencies that we're under, I try to contract as much of that out as I can. But you can only do so much, and it's becoming a burdensome for all the reporting, the paperwork. It is.
Mm-hmm. But as you say, you're still very bullish on the business.
I am. I think a few things. One thing, that everything that we've done has been startups, move-ins, upgrades. A lot of the stuff that we purchased over the years did not have cash flow, and so we had to run them pretty tight. And but you hire, one of the first people that we'll hire when we go into a new market is a news director. It's that local information.
Wow.
That people can get their music anywhere that they want, but it's that local information that they want, and they can only get it in one place. Mm-hmm. And we've got to provide that to them. I think people will go for the content that they want. They'll go wherever that content is. Mm-hmm. And we're still our AMs. We have several AM stations, but we do have them on translators. And so that's working well for us. We can put we take those interviews that we do, make the news story out of them, and then we can put that on those AMs on a longer form, take the shorter form of it and put it on our FMs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, on the national side, there's so many misperceptions of radio today. No one's listening and no one cares. And yet, you know, you as a strong local broadcaster, do you also hear those misperceptions sometimes in your local communities? Or is that more in the larger markets?
It is in the smaller markets, but it's not as much as it is in the larger markets.
Right.
We will get that occasionally, but we try to educate that listener, that advertiser. Most of our advertiser, he doesn't care what cost per spot, what he's paying per spot. He really doesn't care about that. He cares about two things. He cares about what it's costing him per month.
The total number.
Uh-huh. And then the other thing is if he's getting results or not.
Right.
And if he's getting results.
And he's measuring results by the cash register ringing?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Our deal is that advertiser has product or service. We have the listener. We just got to mesh those two together. It's going to work. And if it doesn't, two things just happen. They've done something wrong or we've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. They haven't given us a product that's in demand, not priced properly.
Right.
And then we haven't helped them with the continuity. We haven't scheduled it properly. Or maybe we didn't sell them enough advertising. But again, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in local communities, you've got the listener, they've got the products and services, just meshing those together and monitoring to make sure that it works. And if it doesn't work, as I said, something's wrong. We can make it work, and we want to make it work. We want them to make that payment to the radio station for their advertising, just like they do their power bill, their water bill, their utility bills. We want to be a part of that.
Core costs.
Yeah. And we work on 12-month business. We want that 12-month business. We've got to have that because we don't have the personnel or the time to go back and try to resell it every time. Mm-hmm. We don't do it.
And what are the digital efforts going on within your company?
Okay. We think that is a big part of what we're doing. Friday nights, we do 22 high school football games, and we have the rights to two-thirds of that. We don't have them all. We're working toward that. But the live video streaming of the football game in conjunction with the radio broadcast, the two of them together.
Right.
We have purchased two newspapers. The newspapers were out of business. We purchased the newspaper, local newspapers, and made them digital only.
Are they? It's daily.
Yes, they are. They uh-huh. are dailies. Yes.
Right.
We try to update that paper with about five or six new stories every day.
Right.
We've got the basic newspaper, and then we'll send out headlines once a day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a new experience for us. We're learning how to sell it.
And are these digital paid subscriptions, or are you advertiser-supported only?
Okay. We are not charging a subscription. It is a free subscription.
Uh-huh.
We just went online with one in Wynn. Oh, it's been about 3 months ago, and we have over 1,200 subscribers.
That's great.
At this point. And we can promote it on the radio. We can promote the radio in the newspaper. But digital is a big part of what we are going to do. It's part of what we're doing. It's becoming a bigger part. And you put the two together, if you've got a digital only, it makes it a little harder. you got radio, we know the challenges, but you put the two together, promoting, do the cross promotion.
And are you using one website or multiple websites?
We have a EAB media website that you can go to, and then all of our stations are on that one. You can click on them. And we do stream most of our
stations.
Yes, this way.
And then the newspaper's part of the EAB?
Yeah, EAB app. Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's great. Well, you're certainly building up quite a toolbox for your sellers.
Yeah, we are.
That's fantastic. So we're on the floor of the NAB. There's so much activity. I don't know about you, but I am so excited about what I'm seeing on the floor. Is there anything that you've seen here so far that you're just...
Yes, it is. If people need to come here and see what is happening. It is amazing.
It is amazing.
Two things. I came to learn more about digital,
because
that's a big part of our business. The other thing I came to learn about, and I know nothing about, is AI. Can you teach me?
Oh, no problem. It's
no
very
problem.
Easy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very easy.
But again, that's another. It will be a big part of our business. And
it is becoming more and more.
We've got to have young people.
Well,
coming.
We need digital natives that understand it and are willing to try it and test it and figure out how we can best utilize this to help us grow our businesses.
And I am still bullish on the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
You take the smaller and medium market stations that are operators,
yes,
and they're not speculators. They're doing pretty good.
Oh, I like that. Operators and speculators.
Yeah, we're operators, we're not speculators.
Yeah. I've never heard it said that way, but I like it.
Okay.
So what's next for the company? Are you continuing to grow?
We've just purchased 8 radio stations and a newspaper. 3 of those stations were off the air. We're trying to get them back on the air. We are going to deal with those. And what we're trying to do is to maximize what we've got.
Right.
We really wasn't expecting all 3 of those to transpire, those 3 different deals. I felt like 1 out of the 3 would do.
And they all came through.
They all came through. They did. So we're dealing with it. But we just want to maximize what we've got.
Right.
We think we've got a great footprint. We're in some wonderful markets. They're all small markets, but that's what we do. And that's what we want to continue to do.
Well, as I like to say, there are no small markets. There are strong local markets.
Strong local. Well, I hadn't heard it put that way, Erica, but you're right.
Individually,
our footprint, individually, these stations, some of them could not make it on their own. We've actually put some stations back on.
Right.
But collectively, we've tried to make them work, and we've clustered them up, of course. And that's the way that we've actually been able to put stations back on and upgrade stations.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good team with former attorney was John Gorziglio, and then Chuck Anderson was our consulting engineer. And those guys really helped make it what it is today.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
It's terrific.
And I also had a good banker. That's the thing. And financing local radio stations is very difficult. But you've got to build that trust, and you've got to show the bank that you can make it work.
Right.
It is difficult. We're in a farming community, and they know all about land prices. But when I talked to them about the radio business, I said, well, this is vertical real estate. These are my farms. And of course, it was hard for them to relate to that. But
sure.
I did have one of them, not more than one, but some of them that related to that. And we were able to borrow the money and continue to borrow money to keep it going.
Well, obviously, you've been paying them back, which is why they allow you to borrow the money.
That's right. They don't want radio stations. They just want their money back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, in your opinion, what should we be doing as an industry to make sure that we continue to remain relevant?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world around us has changed so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's again the communications, We just got to continue to be a force in our community. We've got to continue to stay out in front of people and cover events and, again, create that content that our local listeners want.
So content wins.
I think it's a big part of it. I do think that we are being hampered by, of course, the tech companies and not on a level playing field.
Right.
I think we need less regulation, and maybe they need some form of regulation for us to be able to continue to compete. We're not on a level playing field
right.
at this time.
Right.
I'm not advocating regulation for anyone, but something has got to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
A little more fair.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
my mom told us, I come from a large family, and she's would get in a situation and she'd say, well, that's not fair. You shouldn't do that. Well, that's fair. Go do that. Fair, I think, is a big word. Yeah.
You don't hear it very often.
We don't.
Is there one trend or idea or project that you're working with that you're most excited about for the future?
Within our company, what we're doing, because of our footprint and where we are, we have created, and this is old line stuff, but we've created a state news network.
Oh, great.
There was not one. We've created one within our own company, honed the skills, and then we offer it to outside affiliates. We have 79 affiliates on that state news network. We have developed an ag network. When we put our ag network on within our own company, there were three in the state. Now we're the only ones. And we offer that to outside affiliates, and we have 79, I think, on that.
And do you monetize both of those networks?
Yes, ma'am, we do. Yeah.
And does that have its own sales force, or is everyone involved in that?
No. Now, everyone has access to that.
Uh-huh.
All of our salespeople that want to do it, some of them sometimes think about just this market, and it's hard to get them to see the bigger picture.
Right.
We do a lot of multi-station sales.
Mm-hmm.
They don't buy the whole network, but they can pick and choose. We'll let them, that advertiser, whatever fits their footprint,
oh, wow.
We let them pick and choose the stations that they want. And that, so it's the network or the multi-station sales that we do. And then we have a sports network also. We have the rights to Arkansas State University, all of their sports, in conjunction with Learfield. We have a partnership with ASU, Learfield, and EAB, and we produce all of the broadcasts for their football,
wow.
men's and women's basketball, and baseball. And again, they have access. When we go in to talk to an advertiser, we have multiple things. We just don't have one thing. And with the digital and the newspapers, we're going to have even more to offer that. We're becoming more of a advertising consultant, which we should always have been in the radio business, but we're becoming more of that way.
Sounds like you definitely have a full suite of opportunities available to you. Bobby, as you know, at the REB, we have a campaign that radio works and radio matters.
Mm-hmm.
If you could finish the sentence, radio works because?
Radio works because? Radio works because it works.
And radio matters because?
Because radio matters.
That was easy. All right, my last question before I let you go.
Okay.
You're in charge of our entire industry. If you could get all of us to just do one thing, all of us at the same time or all the time, what would that one thing or one piece of advice that you could give all of us that you would like us to do?
Boy, that's a hard question. There are multiple things, but the one thing.
One or two.
Okay. We've just got to continue to be relevant, and however that is. I don't know that there's, I can't come up with just one thing, but we've got to continue to be relevant to our listeners and advertisers. I had help you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you. I so appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, well, I appreciate you. I want you to know that congratulations on your next endeavor. I'm sure it's not retirement completely.
Thank you.
And I appreciate what you've done for our industry, and I'm looking forward to your continued participation in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As we reflect back on this episode and the entire NAB show series, I am excited for what we heard from Bobby and all of our thoughtful leaders who were interviewed during this series. One, they are all bullish on radio. They're guided by the same North Star, which is serving their communities, serving their listeners and advertisers, and above all, staying curious and continuing to embrace innovation for radio's bright future ahead.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.